At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Radio Chuck Dizzle DJ here.
West Coast.
Man, we got some LA shit going on right now.
This is super LA shit.
LA food shit. A lot of different entities right now. They joined forces like Avengers and fucking. We got the Food Court, right?
The Court Cafe.
Say it one more time.
Food Manati.
Now, for the people that don't know, let's pan right to left, you know what I'm saying, camera wise, and then go and explain, you know, introduce yourselves, and we'll talk about why we have joined forces and made this thing happen.
Blue Kitchen out of Compton, started in 2013.
Yeah.
6 years going.
Easy, all flavor, no grease, out of the east side of Watts, though. You hear me?
Hello.
Yeah,
Taco Mill, west side Compton.
El Chef 8, Shaz New Cali, man, out of Compton. 2014, we up and running.
Now, I love this because each and every one of you guys got, you know, the individual movements that's been going on, like you said, as early as, what, 2006, you said?
2013.
My bad, 2013.
Yeah, 2013, that's when
way,
I started.
Either way, man, the movements have been strong. You guys definitely made an imprint and a lasting impression on Los Angeles and really have done yourself justice and service to Los Angeles and put yourselves out there. So why come together and make this even bigger with the whole Fumanati situation?
I mean, man, we don't have unity in our, you know, our, yeah.
Right. speak on it. That's what we're going
on. We don't unite, man. That's not usual. Like our people do.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I mean, we decided to change the game with the food stuff.
Yeah, and we always used to communicate anyway doing this food shit. Like, Taco Mel used to borrow my Easy Ups and break them all.
Great.
To do his events. He'll come borrow it and never see it again. But, you know, we always was together. But, you know, I think we just had to, you know, take some time to get our brands cracking. And once we got them solid, then we was able to come together.
Yeah. No, I think that's amazing, too, because, like I said, individually, you guys been doing your shit. I mean, I can just remember, like, me and Head talk about this all the time, as far as, like, how when you guys put shit out there and do what you do, like, you really, like, everybody individually has their own particular story as far as the grind and the come up and making things happen. And joining forces, I think, like you said, we don't do that.
Yeah,
it's something that doesn't happen. And it was, when I saw the post, I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. And what's funny is I got a little tip. Shouts out on me, Bad Luck. He gave
bad
a little tip. He's like, yo, some shit's
luck.
Coming. And
Blabbermouth Luck.
Yeah. Sure. When I seen it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is gonna be major. So not necessarily why, but what's gonna take place? I know you guys got the soft launch coming pretty soon, but what can people expect for the Food Court Cafe?
Food. History to be made.
Okay.
A long line.
Well, man. For starters, let's get the name right.
Thank you.
The Court Cafe.
The Court
you feel
Cafe.
Me?
Let's get it.
Sponsored by the Food Manati.
There it is. There it is.
And we unify to really put a stamp down.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Not even just for the hub and the dub, but you feel me? Just period. Feel me? For California, mm-hmm. for just everybody to show them that it is possible. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, when you hear about people uniting, it's never the urban community.
Right.
You feel me? Especially the younger urban community. Mm-hmm. So this right here not only broke the internet, but it's like it also tapped into a lot of different communities, older communities, mm-hmm. white communities, political communities. So it's like right now they looking to see like what's next.
Right, right.
So we're finna show them how what's to stay next? On the gas, boy.
To make it even better,
yeah.
It's like you looking at four of the pioneers of the food game that cracked off like far as social media. Like when this first cracked, everybody went for theirs. It's like Blue cracked off, Flavor cracked off, Mill cracked off. At this time, I'm like going to school, still working in the restaurants. Then I launched mine 2014. What? 2015, everything took off. I'm talking about everybody lane went viral. Mm. After that, it was just like, all right, secure your lane at what you do, what you known for. And then after that, it was just like, we do this away from food. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to pull up, hang out. Chop so it made it even more easier to come together to be like, man, let's do this. Like, it's regular. You feel me? So,
and you know, I'm no stranger to each one of y'all's.
Why really?
Be like, oh shit. What are you gonna see?
Hand or another shag.
Yeah.
That's the side that Instagram we
gonna let go of that. Yeah. But no, I definitely feel, I'm a fan, first of all, of all of y'all. I love the movement, and like I don't, it's no secret that I support it. I mean, I done been on the eight. I done did all of that. But the thing is, it's interesting to me. Why you think that in our community, like, a lot of people don't do what y'all doing? Is ego? Is it pride? Is it
ego? Pride.
Ego. Pride. Yeah.
Pride.
Pride. Ego. Yeah. Secret competition.
I think it's just because, you know, in our community is you either playing sports or you're an entertainer.
Mm. Right.
Like, we was looked down upon when we was cooking. Like, what? Like, niggas like was coming to support me because they could, like, looking at me in the past, like, you cooking?
Right.
Never. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now that we swallowed our pride and made it happen, those same dudes is trying to work for us.
Damn.
Not even that.
Sliding
into
DMs, trying to get a job.
Wow. Like, I'm watching people that, like, bro, don't you do music? Like, you're a rapper. Like, all of a sudden, now I'm selling plates. I got the whoopty whoop plates. It's like, now it got so much attention, social media-wise, that everybody won't in on it.
They come
so
in the house, bro. They're trying to get to where we are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And honestly, I think that lane is closed.
It is done. It's
like,
done.
For any new chefs, because it's like, if you didn't get in it when we got in it, it's like the wave. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Mel, because you don't like to talk. So
I don't.
I know. grab that mic, Mel. So my question to you is, you being location, right? Yeah. Your location is so. To me, it's just as infamous as Orozco's or whatever.
Yeah.
On some L.A. shit, people are like, oh, I'm going to pull up on Mel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody know it's right there.
Right.
When you first got that location, was it always booming like that? Because I remember a point in time, even when we had Homegrown,
it went through a
phase where it was gentrified, a lot of white people coming in and out. And what's happening now, it's kind of like shit is going up over there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always like that. When you got the spot, did you already know that? Or did you?
I mean, I didn't really know the area. I kind of knew it. Cause I see who's over there, and when I first seen it, it was blocked off.
Mm.
I'm like, man, that might be a gold mine for me. You feel me? Because I remember I was on Manchester. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And I moved on Avalon after Manchester. I bought the location when I was on Manchester. I didn't have enough money to even move in, bro. I was 24 years old when I got the restaurant. I'm thinking I could just buy a restaurant and move in it. That didn't happen, bro. I went to the restaurant supply place. They said, well, do you have a set of floor plans? I said, what is that?
What's a floor plan?
I didn't know what nothing was, bro. I just thought I could buy a restaurant and just move in.
No.
It went bad. It took me 2 years to open that place.
Yeah.
Bro, when I got it open, it's just been booming ever since, bro.
So, and then also, Shad, you being the person that was out the house with it.
Man, we still getting it, man.
Now, here's the thing. No, but you have a crazy system. Because I remember hitting you one time for a plate.
Oh, yeah.
And you was like, it sounded like some straight up drug shit. I mean, it was like, I know nobody here is on that shit.
Right.
Let's disclaimer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But no, that's the.
But when I hit you, you was like, look, I want you to pull over there in the parking lot. Somebody gonna pull up in a white car.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to honk twice, and she gonna bring you the plate.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Hey, man, you can't keep people on your trail, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got a protocol. So, you know, we wasn't this structured when we first started off. But, I mean, I had to put customer service at the best way I can manage it.
Yeah.
So I had to do something where I create a pecking order. Like, we have to follow these because if not, it throw off the whole rhythm of the whole team. So now when you place your order, a lot of people hate to read.
Right.
I'm sorry, but
they do.
Again, we got protocol.
Right,
so now... my driver can't get to you if you feel like responding back with the car you in is important. So now, mind you, you're not the only person that won't food. You feel me? You're a random person out here. They can't identify you. But now, if you want your food, get in and get out. Give us that card info so she can get straight to you, and you gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it might be complicated for some, but I mean,
it wasn't complicated for me because I was hungry.
When you take the time, though, when you take the time, it's like, damn, that's it. And then when you get it, it's like everybody say it's worth it.
Right.
Like
right.
The quality of the food. Like we know you making everything fresh from scratch. Ain't no pre-made this. I ain't buying this sauce from over there.
Yeah.
I'm not buying this out this bottle and mixing up. Everything is grinded all the way out my kitchen. So that right there helped put me in a position to last this long and be able to catch the next wave, which is getting to the food truck game or the brick and mortar. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole ordering through Instagram, that shit is done. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a wrap. You can't even get your content to the consumers as you could a few years ago. Right. So, you know.
And they changed up algorithms and all that.
All that's done. Yeah. So, we out of here, man. The food truck will be here before the summer. So, we locked in, man.
Hey, I want to touch on this, too. All flavor, no grease. The homie key. All right, so look. Most people that I know that is from L.A., they know they already was fucking with you. The mainstream caught on after the Steve Harvey shit. Mm. Right? In my opinion, was that something that you saw coming? Like, cause that was like a big, for me, that was a win for us on some LA shit. Mm-hmm. Like for you to get that look and that platform and for that to happen to somebody that's really from the city, I felt like that was big. Like, can you describe that whole feeling, or was it even a big deal to you?
Well, for starters, yeah, that was a big deal. I can't even front to you, but it was so crazy because, as you know, as everybody know, you know, I'm in church every Sunday, so I'm a very spiritual person. But 4 years prior, I had actually wrote Steve Harvey, Ellen DeGeneres, Tyler Perry, and Oprah. You feel me? A broad letter when I only had 7,000 followers.
Wow.
You feel me? But I also related that back to the Bible too. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Which is Habakkuk 2:2. Write it down and make it plain.
Yeah.
So I wrote it down, like I said, 4 years ago, and just like, all right, now it's time to go grind.
You say you wrote them a broad letter, what did that consist of? Did you say, hey, you know, I want to come on the show, this is what I'm doing? Or was it just simply, I'm going to be on these shows and they'll know about what's going on?
Not at all. Just, hi, how you guys doing? Mm-hmm. I'm a young guy, just graduated from Maxine Waters. You feel me? I changed my life around. I'm selling tacos now. I don't want anything from you guys but to come try the food.
Right.
You feel me? And after you enjoy it, you feel me? Just tell somebody else about it.
Wow.
I'm not looking for not a handout.
Right. Right.
And the cold part is I didn't have no email contacts then. I didn't have no phone nothing.
Yeah.
Only thing I had was a little bit of faith.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, 4 years later, I get the call out the blue. This is Swoop Dee Wild from the Steve Harvey Show. I dropped the phone. Bam!
Are you serious?
I promise you, and the first thing I thought about was the letter I wrote 4 years ago, the seed that I planted. So, you feel me? Exactly. You put it in the universe, and it's all in God's time and when it's going to manifest. So it's like when everything happened, when they flew me and my boy GJ LEE down to Chicago, boy, that was the first time I felt 8 degrees. I'm talking about eight. You feel me?
8 whole ass degrees.
I'm in Ocho weather.
It was just so crazy, like, just to go down there and then for them to just want to basically hear the story.
Right.
And then once they heard it, it was like, you know, it was like a walk in the park for you, I said, because it was all the truth.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I ain't got a lot of y'all about nothing sugarcoat shit.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Do you think that was that something that you feel like changed something for you? Or, I mean, because I know you got the check, obviously, but then also you got, like...
Let me clarify that real quick. All right. Steve Harvey did not give me $10,000 cash to the world. You feel me? It was to Restaurant Depot only. You feel me? So basically, it was a gift card.
Basically.
You feel me? But see, the flip side is he gave a gift card to a hustler, though.
Right.
You feel me? So when I see product behind this 10, I'm like, okay, that's 30.
Yeah.
So it's like... It was a bless.
Yeah.
All in all, you feel
my
in front, no type of way.
That's what's up, dog. Well, congratulations on that.
And just like recently before that, was it a situation where the cops had rolled up on you, where you were selling plates on the outside, and they shut you down for a minute, right?
They actually did. We was in the front yard, seeing the line cracking like usual, and this particular cop, he just wanted to come in and exercise his authority. You feel me? Like, y'all got to clear this out. I'm like, no, we're not finna clear out nothing.
Right.
So he was like, yo, clear it out. I'm going to clear it out. So I'm like, do what you got to do. So he came by actually the next day, and he took pictures, and he sent it to... the health department. And then about a week later, you get a letter in the mail, cease and desist operation immediately. Man. Come down here to Azusa and come holler at us. Mm. So the first thing I'm thinking about, up $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like off the muscle.
Yeah.
But it ended up being a blessing. Like the health department ended up introducing me to the gentleman who I'm leasing my food truck from right now. You feel me? And shit. I ain't looked back since then.
That's what's up, dog.
For real.
Hell yeah.
Now, I mean, that is some of the toughest businesses to get into, obviously, is food, man. And so what makes you think, aside from the quality, that's allowed you guys to get past that? Because, like you said, everybody's doing it. Everybody's trying to do it. But you guys have done it in a special way where you've been able to brand yourselves outside of just the norm and be hit with challenges like that. I'm sure there's other things we haven't even heard.
Man, yeah,
that's
man.
Just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. But that's allowed you to continue and keep on going and then still be successful at the businesses that you guys operate.
Honestly, I feel like it's the story behind the food.
Okay.
You know, we have a story behind the good food, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I think, like, me and my wife, like, basically when you look at my page, it's like me and my wife, I promote, like, healthy marriages.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
congratulations on that.
A lot of people, too. Like, really be in our DMs asking for that advice. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then you got my boy over here who's just buck wild about God. Then you got the Goofy. Yeah. He doing donuts and all that on his page.
Yeah. Right.
And then, honestly, you got Shad that's like a mad scientist tutorial. Yeah. Like, you can go on his page and really learn. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
class.
It's a story. And then they know how he used to be on his Instagram.
Right,
so
right,
they
right.
know about the past too. Right, right. You know what I mean?
How many years it took?
We all got a story, and I believe that's what's keeping us going.
Mm-hmm. Right, a real one though.
With y'all shit, do you ever feel like the pressure, like to go, like, because I know y'all do like the lemonade and you do like certain things. Do you ever feel the pressure to go like healthy shit? Because I know like a lot of people be like, well,
no. You know why? Because healthy people relapse they all do. The time.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the homie, he's straight vegan and he was in our taste and eating. No, he was like,
look,
what's his name? Trail.
Yeah,
that's my boy, Trail.
Yeah.
Oh no, he put him on his page. So, he posted it.
They talked.
He posted it. It ain't no secret. He posted it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, they made me get off this vegan food today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he posted the plate of the wings knocked down. So it ain't
what
no
was
secret.
What you about to say, Sher?
The Koreans. They taught me that in Le Cordon Bleu, like, as far as opening businesses and how to scout locations and things. Right now, with the food thing, a lot of people don't have that natural talent for it. So they only going to go so far, which is what's relevant, which mm-hmm. you see. They're not going to mm-hmm. actually go back behind the scenes and create something to introduce new to the market. So, like, right now, everything that's trending, at some point, like you said, people fall back. Mm-hmm. Like, people get tired. You know what I'm saying? The baked potato had its run. Topped up, loaded baked potatoes. Everybody ran that.
Yeah.
But now it's like, where you see that?
What you going to do
right
now?
You got the hot Cheeto wave.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like you said, tapping back on you, we're making our situation special is that we're building content behind the brand that is going to have longevity. It's something that you can say, you know what? I do want to get up and go grab some Shy's New Cali Kicking Cajun Fried Chicken. Or you know what? It's Tuesday, sun out. Yeah, let me go grab me some garlic noodles from the Blue Truck. Or it's Taco Tuesday. Let me hit up Taco Mill.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm over in Santa Monica. I'm in the mood for a quesadilla. Let me hit up 4th Street Market. You feel me? And you got product that lasts, that people actually want. And not just because it's a hashtag post. Hey, look what I got going on.
Right.
And it fade out. So, you know. That was my marketing niche for me. Like,
yeah.
I want to create content that people want to talk about for years, where somebody, mama, can be taking their daughter and their sons here. Like, man, I've been going to Shy's New Cali for the last 10 years, and nothing has changed. The food is, if anything, it get better.
Right, right.
And exactly. Putting that into the mix, it worked.
So let me ask you this, because I know you be irritated, because I follow you. And Shad is, listen,
fuck.
Hey, Shad,
don't make me lose no followers right now. Listen,
I got you. But you don't bite your tongue. Like it'd be like, you'll see imposters, right, and they'll be selling their fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
and you have no problem breaking open your chicken. Like, look at this. You see this shit? This shit juicy all the way down.
I'm glad you said that, too, though.
I want you to talk about your chicken, too. But what do people say or do to you that be having you so mad about? Is it just the fact that they trying to do what you doing? Or is it that?
Not just that, because, I mean, I was inspired. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was inspired where I grew up. born and raised in Compton. I had a Honey Kettles and Golden Bird right around the corner from me. So that was something that inspired me to go the direction I went in. But the thing about being inspired is create off of your vision and not just duplicate what's going on. You feel me? So I brought something basically like we was talking about with the platform. Wasn't nobody selling fried chicken on Instagram.
Right.
I started with the gumbo. I thought I was going to, look, this is my logo right here, me whipping up gumbo.
Yeah.
Right. I thought that was going to be my viral thing. Mm-hmm. But couldn't find out.
I thought.
Oh, yeah, look. I forgot. We still got a whole situation, look. But the chicken, when I dropped it, like you said, I marketed it in the way that it brought attention to it. It's like, wait, hold on. We don't have this on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So then once people start catching on to it, my thing was I had the business mind of, look, I need to let y'all know why my product is the product you need to go with. So hell yeah, I was on the one marketing shit like Diddy do. Diddy gonna tell you why nigga Ciroc is better than any vodka in the world, no matter how many headaches we done got in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But the platform that I was on, it's so sensitive. Like when you start believing in your brand, people start feeling like you cocky. They feel like you're better than people. So I calmed it down and put it to a hashtag, which is the Kicking Cajun Fried Chicken Challenge. And then I just let the feedback go from there. So now people see the results. I don't gotta say I got the best chicken in LA all up and down my post. The people saying it, the community is saying it. So in due time, it's gonna get into the right hands to say, hold on, maybe this product is that new thing we talking about when it comes to fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
When, like you said, breaking my chicken down and you can see how juicy it is or how crunchy it is. Mm-hmm. When you look at the typical food chain dealing with fried chicken, you leave a drive-thru and this shit's soggy by the time you get home.
Yeah.
My chicken, you can freeze and pop it back in the oven the next day.
Oh, wow.
And it's still A1.
Damn.
Proven and tested right here with the Blue Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped up a 4-piece. Was it red beans and rice, collard greens, and shipped it by 5 hours away?
Mm-hmm. Shipped it
overnight because I'm thinking big. I'm thinking in the grocery store section, freezer aisle where you can go. I'm thinking bigger than Instagram.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, let me do a test run. I shoot the pack. He get it. So bro double back into a whole
pack.
Yes, you see, Steve Harvey line is
sent the pack.
God ain't done with me yet. He's still working on me. But bro get it, you feel me? And he do me a big favor by putting it on his platform. And that's another thing, not to go too far, but we don't mind being open to share each other content on each other's platform. That's what was missing earlier, why you don't see that unity. Everybody feel like if I put your content on my page,
it's gonna take
I might,
yeah,
it might,
right.
They might be like, oh, hell no, I need to be buying food from you.
Mm-hmm.
So bro get it, he do a whole video, I'm putting it in the oven, look, da-da-da-da, silence in the house, crunch challenge.
Mm.
He do a crunch challenge. Now tell me right now, how many times have you heard of chicken being fried, frozen overnight over 10 hours, boxed up overnight, shipped out of state? It still tastes better than shit that you leave a drive-thru window from.
That ain't happening.
Nah, that ain't
happening.
There you go. There you got it.
Bet.
You know what I mean?
That's
niggas
question.
Ain't putting love in today's food right. like that. That's
and that's
what
a
it
that's
is.
A don't get me wrong. That's yeah, a that's yeah. a nine. No, this is that's a 10-year recipe that I've been working on since I got out the county jail.
Damn.
I've been working on that since 2009. That was my thing. I'm like, I knew what I wanted from fried chicken.
Mm.
I knew what I like about fried chicken. So I created after trial and error, fail. Years. And I finally said, you know what? Maybe I'm overdoing it. I'm overthinking it. So I took what I've learned from school and what I studied on and said, okay, let's just keep it simple.
Yeah.
And that's all I did. I just kept it simple and I got the results that I wanted.
Mm.
Now it's just... It's that thing right now.
Yeah,
people want the chicken.
And a sidebar, real quick. Another thing that a lot of people thought that like shook up everybody's heads was they thought that we was all indirectly in competition.
So when
they seen the genuine smiles on our faces, right, when we was all together, like really brothers, like we talk every single day.
It's amazing.
Literally, like it really messed their heads up. So we were really showing them, you feel me? We're not just talking about, we leading by example what unity to the community really is.
And I think that's amazing too, because again, like you said, that's something we don't see too often. I think that that leading by the example is going to show a lot of other people, like, okay, it's possible. Let's link up. Let's, because you're only going to be stronger with that mindset and actually putting it forth and making it happen. And let's get to the menu, man, because I've been seeing a lot of taste tests. I've been seeing a lot of things on,
the waffle shit.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But waffles, how do you, as of right now, how are you guys deciding what the menu is going to consist of, and is it something that's going to be changing? Like, kind of break down what can people expect.
Well, actually, like, I kind of like know what my bros like, so I created the menu with flavors from all of us, and then it was certain thing because Shad is the fry king.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we pulled him in.
Fire. Timberland boot.
And we was like, you know what I'm saying?
He said, I'll fry Timberland boot.
Yeah, hey, we pulled him in because we knew he could structure the whole fried this, fried that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because, like, when me and Shaq get in the kitchen, like, we go at it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit
we
is...
go at it. So I made a menu. Like, I know he likes his Willy Wings. Mm-hmm. So we put Willy Wings on there. We did the nacho, Mel's nacho box. Because his nacho dish is popular where he is.
Right.
And then I just wanted to put a twist to it. Man, we're not doing anything regular.
I love it.
I
love it.
We want you to come here. We want you to crave our food. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what's going to get people back when they're like, man, I need some more of that shit.
Bro, okay, my question is, whose idea was the lobster and the waffle? What the fuck? Oh, it's your wife.
Sunny she Blue. Like, yeah.
Sunny Blue. Yeah. Sunny Blue.
Sunny Blue.
Okay.
I just took a...
From the blue flag. So eloquently put there, my brother.
For real.
Bro.
For real.
So, like... So you take a fried lobster tail.
You bust it down.
And then you put it with the waffle.
You gotta fry it. You gotta season it up first. You gotta make sure you properly coat this thing. From there, you gotta know how to fry. You gotta know your temperatures. You even gotta put the lobster tail in the oil a certain
kind. Man, hold on. He already telling you a story, but he says seasoning it up. You gotta put that thing on it. Because that's what it's gonna taste like when it come out.
Mm. Crazy part, we in the test kitchen, right? I don't know whoever had the Old Bay. Somebody didn't put the lid back on, right?
The old what?
The Old Bay seasoning. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's a seasoning. It's a Louisiana seasoning.
Y'all gotta help. Y'all gotta pray for me.
Guy's still working on him too.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
We can get the hit.
That's really what it was. The bro was trying to look good for the cameras, and all the Old Bay came out. You see how he was shit up top?
Boom.
He was trying to look good for the cameras.
Eight lobster tails.
Oh man.
So why, you can't just rinse them off?
No, you can. You know, we're not throwing no hand whipped up lobster in the trash. Nah. Seafood market is too high right now.
Right.
Some cold water, and we got it back right, man. The pictures, you see the pictures for yourself.
Yeah, man. Like that.
That's just quality,
man.
Like, you feel me?
When I put that menu together, I just knew. I was like, this is going to be a hit.
Right.
This is going to be a hit.
Done.
And presentation is my thing. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I make plates look pretty.
How you make butter look good?
Right.
Exactly.
I plated butter.
What was the last thing they said? I plated butter.
Like, damn, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Everything.
No filter.
No filter.
Peach cobbler butter.
He actually hate filters, my guy.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, nah.
Why peach cobbler butter?
Why not?
Because the peach cobbler.
I want to taste it though.
The peach cobbler complements the sweet cream waffles and the sweet cream pancakes.
Who don't like peach cobbler though?
And we have more butters coming. My wife came up with a couple more butters. We gonna do.
Yeah, Sonny, come over here, Sonny.
Don't talk about the butters yet. You're going to see them eyes under there.
You know, Sonny, how is it, you know, being amongst these genuine brothers right here and obviously bringing what you bring to the table, too, but fighting for what you want as well, too?
Well, I kind of just let them do them.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm the secretary. Like, I help with a lot of ideas and stuff, but they say there's no good black man without a black woman behind him. So these is my bros.
That's amazing.
It's my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? I just do what's best for them.
That's right. Yeah.
Them, you know.
All right, so, Sonny.
Yes.
Who cook better?
Why are you gonna do me like that?
I'm just saying.
Who cook better?
Of course she's gonna say Blue Kitchen.
Yeah.
My husband.
Yeah. Now we're not talking about Bae. Who else? Who's the next one?
Out of the group?
Yeah.
Of course, Shad.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hey. Oh. Hey. Hey.
Hey, we fucked up out here.
Hey, but no, yeah.
No, he get his shit. Hey, out. No,
don't, you can go on my page right now. Look, I ain't gonna mention who their name is, but I got a good client who I got to cater a Super Bowl event for tomorrow. They don't do pork, so what did I have to do? I had to make some fresh andouille sausages to go inside.
I have a question. What the fuck is an andouille?
Yeah.
It's like all right. I'm gonna look.
Not just what it is.
It's the chorizo sausage to Louisiana.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Okay.
It's the go-to sausage out there in Louisiana. So they don't do pork, so I had to make some fresh ones from scratch this morning.
Yeah.
Before we got here. I'm in the rain. You can see that on my page. I'm smoking sausages in the rain just to put two of these in your red beans and rice.
And you know the good thing about it is he will teach you.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's the good thing. He's not a hater. When it comes to his bros, I'll be like, hey, bro, how do you do this? He'll make a tutorial video and send it to a nigga.
Just
to
oh, you serious?
Yeah, no, he will make serious. A video and like, show you.
Because it's
vice versa. That's what we do.
That's you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how far away we is. Hey, bro, as a matter of fact, I hit him the other day like, hey, I found a little tip on how to de-seed and get the membrane out of jalapenos. Here go a quick little 30-second video. Cut, slice here, spoon, and you done.
I didn't even know that was important until now.
We supposed to been doing nachos yesterday, but I'm like, all right, let me kill two birds with one stone. I got to do the sausages for the event. Bro on his way to learning that right now, so I'm like, why not bring the equipment up there to show him? Now he got a meat grinder on the way.
Yeah, come, I ordered my shit last night.
He said, I ordered my shit last night.
Man, yeah. Come on, man.
That's the quality, though. Like, you got real in-house labor. Mm-hmm. There is no middleman saying, okay, I made this, and then now I'm going to hand it to y'all, and then you do something with it. Everything is, you got to marinate from scratch. You season from scratch. You creating your own seasoned blends from scratch. So that's the part with, you know what I'm saying, the next move that's going to really be outstanding and take it to that point to where people are like, damn, you know, I'm used to these spots, but I just get a different feel when I come here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why the Court Cafe?
Food Court. We put all us, because basically this man came up with Food Minotti.
Mm-hmm.
It was more members, but you know, these are the ones that had made time.
You seen
for
New Edition, right?
You know what I'm saying? So
y'all went solo.
Yeah,
you know.
Mel was basically pressing us about doing a restaurant, me, him, all flavor, and we was going to call it The Court because basically three brands coming together is like a food court.
Yeah,
right.
And then, you know, The Court was taken, so we had to put the cafe on it, but it fits because it's a breakfast and lunch spot.
With your coffee, with your newspaper.
They only did that for Compton. Court Cafe, two C's.
That's what we can. Shout out to Damo Blue too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damo hold it down.
Hey, so real quick, Mel, I want you to talk about this real quick.
Oh man. Shit. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, I'm chilling.
I know what he coming with. I'm gonna keep it short.
No, because you don't like to talk, so that's why I'm gonna ask you. What's the worst food in LA?
Oh shit!
Damn.
Don't
matter. In Los Angeles County, who got the worst food?
We keep it G,
bro.
Go ahead, Mel.
Ooh, well, I'm trying to think, bro. What bad?
I eat all over the world.
I eat everywhere, bro.
In Los Angeles County,
who got the worst food?
Ooh. Are you talking about people on social media or
whatever you want to do it?
No. You can't go me. That's world. That's nationwide, bro.
No.
I'm just saying that was an example.
In Los Angeles County, and you see people, you know, around doing their thing. How y'all be doing it?
How we be doing it?
Who got the worst?
Part of the movement.
Yeah. You know.
I just
want to
know.
Because I just told you what the fuck happened to me when I was eating this pelican knuckles I was eating.
Pelican knuckles.
Meet me on the line from this one.
Hell
yeah. That's it,
man. I don't know, bro.
Right. Shout out to everybody out here doing that shit, man.
Man, that Louisiana chicken on King and Crenshaw, bro.
It's trash.
Horrible. I went there when I was like 16, too. I never went back, bro. It was that bad. Yeah, I don't care, bro.
No. I just want to know because I just told you what I went
us.
Through.
You tell us.
I can't say, but it's this ramen spot in North Hollywood. It is ramen.
Oh, no bullshit. I'm trying to think, bro.
It's this ramen spot on Magnolia in North Hollywood that's garbage.
Damn. Okay, now who you think got the worst food of the pelican knuckles in LA County, a part of the movement?
I don't have had everybody's shit. I fuck with y'all.
From who you try?
Or do you say who got the worst food on Instagram?
Or have you had a bad experience with anybody?
You only tried these right here?
No, yeah.
The food?
No, not really.
Why haven't you is the question.
Hold on, I'm
Head, why haven't you tried no other
of you had?
Name some other foods that I'll tell you if I tried it.
Being at Burger Boys.
I fuck with that. It's cool. Who else?
Shit. I mean.
No, you know what?
Who?
One time I tried, I bit into a whole, they put the whole, the billionaire dude, he put the whole shell in the lobster. And I bit into the burger. I didn't know the shell was in that
motherfucker. Right?
And I bit the whole shit. And if,
I think that's inspiration. Okay. I don't know, bro.
Who do you follow that you like? Right. I might pull up on him.
I mean, I'm gonna pull up on the Court Cafe.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, we got it then.
That way.
West Coast.
Media training right in this motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Mel.
Oh, man.
Damn.
actually, this question is for you and Blue. Public relationships while pushing your line as far as like being in the spotlight, right? Like, is that hard or is that like something like, is it easy for y'all? Because for me, I'm single as a motherfucker and it's difficult, you know, out here for a young single man. Chuck is married.
Yeah,
he been watched for 10 years.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm with my best friend, so it's easy.
Yeah. But I'm saying you don't ever like find it hard, like grinding, because this shit take a lot of time. You know
she worked with me.
So that's the key.
She's with me all the time. Okay. So, yeah. So
you got to have your girl a part of the business in order for it.
No, not really. She could have had a job doing her own thing. You know, she just, you know, when she started helping me, it started doing better. Mm-hmm. So it was like, let's just keep this shit going.
Mel?
She understands, too.
I mean, we both work hard, bro. She do her thing, I do my thing. We meet each other at night.
Who's she?
Damn.
Inquiring minds want to know, Mel.
Go on my Instagram, taco_Mel. You will see her.
I didn't even. I wasn't even gonna do all that. Hey, homie, keep messing.
Yeah. But we work on the week. We work during the week. We both work during the week. She get off at 6. We both hit traffic to the 405 to 101. Do our thing. Then we meet at home. Then so on the weekends, we spend the whole time together. So we travel a lot, too, as well, because we're not with each other all the time while we work. So that's why we travel so much. We spend time with each other.
So do you make a conscious effort to set aside time to spend with her and shit like that?
Sometimes, bro. But, man, I'm so busy, bro.
Man, we on the gas.
I'm on the gas. Because I got a big announcement to make, man.
Man. You said what?
Coming. It's
coming.
Should I do it here?
Yeah, why not?
I'm curious.
Hey!
What the fuck is going on in Lakewood Mall?
He got a spot in there.
Bro, let him tell his goddamn
number
shit.
Number two.
Let him plug his shit.
Taco Mill number two is coming.
That's what I'm talking about.
April 1st.
Locations.
Amazing, dog.
Signed the lease yesterday. I got 60 days open.
Wow, that's amazing. Mine,
congratulations. Going to open.
That's great.
That's dope. I love to see this, man.
I was going to ask that, too, because I know with the...
don't bust that in here.
The original spotlight. You know, we were talking about earlier about gentrification and how like that's changing the community. How do you look at that? Does it... Does it affect the business in a negative way for you? Or
man,
does
they
it...
was in my restaurant today, bro.
Say it again.
They was in my restaurant today.
that's what I'm saying. So yeah. That, mm-hmm. for you,
less melanated.
Is it exposure from people that would have never been in your spot before, or is it something that kind of like drives your original customers away?
I mean, you can never tell because I'm on Instagram. Right, like, right. Most of my supporters, like, they come from Instagram. It's no walk-ins from mm-hmm. on my restaurant. It's blocked off.
Right, right.
You can't get to. If you like driving past, you might not even see me.
Right. Yeah,
we got the king. So it's yeah. I cook out of house. I post on Instagram. I'm open today. They right. gonna pull up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm having with a problem with Metro, because they came to my restaurant. I had to meet them with me because they're cashing everybody out
right,
for the
space.
Yeah, for the space. And he came in, he's like, man, you're doing pretty well. Like, what do you need this for? I'm like, man, I could be doing better, bro.
Wow.
You can chill out, man. Serious? So yeah, they ain't not messing with me.
Damn. That's like I said, it's amazing that you got another spot. So for you, I'm sure for everybody, it's expanding more operations, more spot, bigger mm-hmm. and better. So that's what we can expect in the future. Bro.
Hey, last question that I got. Should I eat at restaurants that don't have an A?
No. Why not? It's hard to get an A, bro.
Hold on.
I've been in the worst situation.
I just want to know.
Hold on.
Let me ask you. It's hard to get a B. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You gotta really look at the cleanliness of the people that's making your food. See, because when I had my blue truck, even when I had two trucks, you feel me, my sanitation bucket level, I just was short a little bit of bleach. Mm. That's 4 points off. You feel me? If your hot water don't come up to a certain degrees, that'll get your whole truck shut down.
Damn.
You feel me? So a certain little things on there that'll like really knock your, like, you feel me? You could get two knockoffs, and that'll knock your shit from an A to a B just that fast. 5 points for this, 5 points for this. You feel me? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of people with B's, you feel me? Or you feel me? Even lower than that, of course, you know, you question they food. But I can say that because I received a B before because my hot water heater went out right when the health department came out.
Damn.
You feel me? And I couldn't do shit but accept it.
It depends on the health inspector as well, too. They might not like you for some type of reason. Something. You might then come off right when they first met you.
Yeah.
Anything, right. bro.
Because off top, and you when can, they you can, up, we got an attitude.
Yeah.
Like,
you can pull any restaurant you go to, hey, you can pull a report, bro. You can ask for the health report.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you just learned something new today.
The health department is the feds. You can't hire from
here. Yeah, you have to show up. Like, if a customer come in, they want to ask to see a report, you have to give it to them, bro.
So, I can go into a restaurant, random any restaurant.
The one you were just talking about.
The bullshit ass ramen spot I just had, and ask for their health report.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that. They might not do it because they don't know it. They probably don't even have it in their restaurant, bro. They don't know that.
They don't. So if they don't have the report in their restaurant, what happens?
I don't know what you can do. The health inspector, when she came in, she said, you have your health report? You're supposed to have this at all times. If a customer asks for it, you're supposed to give it to them.
But if they don't have it and I ask for it, I call the health department.
I don't know the consequences of that. She didn't tell me that.
Yeah. You're about to get them.
Yeah, they might come. They
probably, I just want to know. I'm an American citizen. I'm not a member of the criminal underworld. I don't believe in snitching.
Hey, go back and ask for the health report.
I ain't going to say what spot it was, but we went somewhere and they had a C.
Ooh. That's bad. That's a red. That's in the red
I've never
sea.
Seen a sea. It was a red
sea. Must be red.
Oh, no. I'm cool.
That's a red.
Okay, so general rule of thumb is B is cool, C, no.
No.
Yeah, but it depends on the health. You have to pull the report, bro. Pull the report. See why they got to be.
Right. Exactly. It could have been something. You could have not labeled something. You know what I'm saying? You could have had a sauce bottle that didn't have a label on it with the correct date, and you can get docked for that. Like, hit.
Oh, shit.
So everything you got to know what's going on. When they come through, you got to know what's going on.
Or it's illegal to have food products with MSG in it.
Mm. It's illegal.
It's illegal. Mm-hmm. They just hit me with that 2 weeks ago when they hopped on my truck. Oh, and you're only supposed to get inspected twice a year on a food truck.
Really?
However, that was just my third inspection.
Social media.
You feel me?
So, hey, what you think? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, does that mean that whatever they found, quote unquote, allegedly the third time, does that mean that doesn't count since they did it three times in a year?
No, that means you better stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
So let me ask you this. Do you think they maliciously target you specifically?
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I got targeted,
from the volume of people that we bring individually.
Right, right.
Fuck together as a collective. That's where the astronomical numbers come from. But individuals, you feel me? And you got to think, the certain places we set up, there's also food places around there, and they filling that within the lunch and dinner time waves on that day.
They got my food truck slowed up.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, just for no reason. Like, I had just did a feature in the Los Angeles magazine, and I just did the fried chicken feature in the LA Times newspaper. So we submit our floor plans in to get the build on the truck, because I'm going custom for my truck. I got four deep fryers on this joint. And one of the health department ladies happened to follow me on Instagram.
Get the fuck out of here.
She followed me from Instagram because she read up on me in the newspaper and magazine. So now she's watching, she's seeing the kind of what assumption numbers that I'm doing. So just my luck, when they submitted my floor plans for the build, she got that case. Oh. And when she got it, the backstory, because when in my interview on her, you know, I tell a little about where I came from and what I done been through and how I got here. She wasn't digging it, you feel me? And she put a stop on my build. She docked us on the build. Three things to say, this not here, a fire extinguisher, something else is not there, and that's not there. I'm in the gym, and I just happen to be like, man, let me call the builders, the contractors, and see what's going on. And he like, yeah, just come down here. She didn't went as far as reaching out to me. I spoke with this lady on the phone. The builder said she was not even supposed to contact me. And she's, oh, well, how are you going to store your chicken? And where are you going to do this? Because we know you sell a lot of this and you sell a lot of that. Oh, you're going to be making gumbo. Where are you going to get your water supply from? Because your sink is only used for doing dishes. You can't use no other water. And, oh, you're going to have shrimp on the truck. Like, are you going to peel your shrimp fresh? Because you can't peel them fresh. You got to do frozen, just going in on me. And it slowed my production of my truck down about 3 months, because now the plans had to get resubmitted. Mm-hmm. And that's already taken 2 to 3 months to get approved. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they own social media for
so
sure.
So you think, so it's just like the drug shit. Like, when the homies be, when it's some stupid motherfuckers I know that was selling drugs on Instagram, mm-hmm. and they be selling guns and all kind of shit on their page. Yeah. And I'm like, and then they post a picture of their daughter. You know what I'm saying? And he'd be like, bro, like, you don't know these people is watching your social media.
Every single
No,
move.
They really is. They cut my live off of playing Anita Baker on the freeway yesterday. They shut it down talking about due to copyright, whatever.
They're not playing
for
that.
Your music. All right.
Do anybody report that? Or they
Right now. They just look. This morning, I just put up a promotion for my new seafood boil season that's on Amazon right now. Plug. I had music in the background. I think I was playing the Gap Band or something.
Yeah, don't play with that.
And they blocked the video and shut it down because the copyright of the music. So if they doing all of that, they're on there.
Yeah.
I know from personal experience that I ain't going to talk about, they are on there watching.
Right.
Now, how much do you think is people that's targeting you guys because you're black businesses, and how much do you think it's just haters just don't want to see you thrive?
Haters.
It's more haters than it is.
Yeah, haters for sure.
Is it that, or is it, what do you think?
It's haters.
It's not like on some racist shit.
We've all had bad experience with people that we know.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's called on us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was on the board. What was that? They made a fake page.
One of the inspectors showed me the phone number. He was like, man, I ain't supposed to do this, but.
Look,
I'm like,
a competitor?
Oh, I know that number.
Look, we had a grant opening, a Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
The health department came to our spot on a Monday. Like, that's how deep it was.
Yeah.
So you feel like it's people that you know calling on you and shit like
and
that?
And they tell us that, the complaint and everything.
They doing that on the strength of, it's like, all right, you see the platform that everybody on now, which is greatly earned, like
in
work.
Yeah.
Now the new thing is, it's like, okay, well, if I give Blue Kitchen my hot sauce for free,
put them on.
Now they want him to repost that, thinking that now I'm going to be popping. So now we have a brand, we have a name to stand by to protect. My word is bond. Mm. So now if I'm doing the whole pat on the back advertising and putting your product on my page to my platform, and now I'm telling people, hey, go get this. Mm-hmm. It's bomb, it's fire. You know how people do it. And then they come back and it's like, your word is not credible now.
Right.
Now they're going to question your product and what you feel like you understand is good and not good. So people get in their feelings about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all too good. Like, y'all think y'all better, because they start to feel like you're closing that door open, not knowing that all I did was work hard for this shit. That's it. Like you said, hey, I heard you talk about that before. Mm. Working hard.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the secret ingredient to this. It's just hard work.
That's it.
Period.
So,
sidebar. The hate comes from every different angle, not just from certain, you know, bashful supporters, not just from, you know, just close family members who probably don't like you, but you even have I put it like this. In the food court that I'm in, downtown Santa Ana at the 4th Street Market, mm-hmm. you feel me? When people is used to seeing certain numbers every day and they not seeing them numbers no more, then just like about a week and a half ago, health department at my door.
Popping up.
And like I said, I ain't even been open a whole 30 days at the 4th Street Market.
Damn.
Out of here.
Yeah. You hear me? So you got to believe they coming from every single
Everywhere,
angle.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then you got this mysterious person just standing there, you feel me, 10 feet away with his arms folded while you got your, you know, while you got your employees asking him, is everything okay? Do you need anything, sir? No, I'm just observing.
Wow.
Right.
Period.
Damn. I know a UC when I see one.
And the scariest part, and it's like you hate to go this part with it to see that you're the only urban vendor in the whole establishment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the weak part, though. Yeah. You feel me?
Do you think that the food industry is just as racist as every other industry?
100%.
Because I feel like it don't get talked about as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't get publicized like
That's because it's food. You feel me? People ain't trying to put so much like hate and beef on. Exactly. But you just don't know. It gets real deep real fast with food.
Speaking of it, I do want to ask you this. We're going to wrap up. You opened up shop on the freeway.
Oh, that was.
Now, hold on. You opened up shop on the freeway, bro, and you was on the news, and they said it was a taco truck. I know better because I know the logo.
Right.
I know better. I saw it. I saw the chunky black dude with the hat and it said all flavor. I was like, that ain't no taco truck, but I'm gonna mind my business for right now. Now they had you on the goddamn helicopter. Like,
first off,
selling food. Well, okay, allegedly,
the chunky black dude was the one eating. You finished, bro.
Allegedly, I'm not gonna say what you was doing, but allegedly, you were opened up. You were selling food on the freeway while it was shut down.
First off, shout out to Channel 5. Shout out Channel 11 and whatever other newscasts that were out there that day that falsely identify my truck and said that was all flavor and no grease stuck on the 105 freeway
between
I think it was it was like before the 710 and between the 710 and the 605.
Okay, you were allegedly there,
but like NWA said, all exposure is good exposure. Hello. And I thank for all those world star videos, but that was not me.
That was not
my truck on the 105 freeway. I'm clearing the air right now with my guys. And like I said, I thank everybody for saying it was though. Appreciate all the shout outs and all that shit, all the extras. Thank you.
He was on some Young Jeezy shit.
Hold up, though. I seen the flaps go up on the side of the motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, shit. He get cracking. Whoever that was.
I was just going to say,
they got instinct.
Right. The 18-wheeler. The 18-wheeler.
Oh, that's when the boy died. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, two people died on the freeway that day.
I used to play basketball with the nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie and say it was a gas truck.
The gas truck. He hit a gas truck.
So,
fell asleep.
But
so,
the guy that was selling the food, he was very sharp.
Got you.
That's what I'm gonna say. You feel me?
Swift even.
And because if he would have sat there for that 3 hours with all that meat, he was only going to probably Southwest.
With all that meat.
You feel me? He was smart.
You
feel me?
Oh.
Warming up, ready to go set up.
He was locked and loaded. You feel me? That was a 6 a.m. run right there.
Whoever that was.
But that wasn't me.
West Coast.
Shout out to him.
We had to clear that up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got to clear that up. God damn it.
One thing I do want to mention, man, the rampantness, and it still keeps going on right now, of struggle plates online.
Bro.
Why the hell is this still happening?
They partially save everything.
I feel like with people out there like you, you know what I'm saying? That give instructions on how to do stuff or at least give them tutorials and help them out and show. Like, why are struggle plates still such a big thing these days on social media?
My thing is...
we'll go one by one.
Struggle plates, this is what it is. Like, this is my problem, what I have a problem with, because we all came out the house.
Exactly.
Everybody came out the house, so I'm not going to bash you for that. But the reason why I feel like we came up is because we thought outside the box. Mm-hmm. And plus, we're the pioneers, so... Like, now everybody feel like tacos and mac and cheese is going
to
get them up. It's not going to happen. And like I said, like, and I respect the hustle. I respect it. But think outside.
outside the box. Why would I come pull up to your house to buy food, some shit that I can make at home? Mm-hmm. I can make that shit at home. Nah, like, for real.
I feel you.
Bring something to the community that we can't go, we can't get.
Mm-hmm.
If you out here selling wings and all that shit, like, it's wings everywhere, bro. Yeah. Like, I can Postmate some wings, my nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why would I pass up 50 restaurants to come to your house and buy it out of a house?
Because it's convenient.
Exactly.
That's what the struggle plates is winning off of, the convenience. It's like right now, you look at $10, you can go through McDonald's and you're going to get a burger, some fries, and a drink. But now, to somebody who don't understand food quality, they see you post some raggedy asparagus that's turning brown, some canned green beans, some mac and cheese, and some chicken, and feel like $10, oh, I'm on it.
Right.
You got some people that set their margin, and it's just, I stay right here in this gap. Now it's convenient for the people who want to consume. I'm hungry real quick. I don't care if it tastes better than this, this, that, and the other. I'm going to just go get it because I got easy access to it.
But see, that's why you also got a lot of one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Like Grubb said from the gate, we put love and our passion into this shit. Mm-hmm. This right here is our careers.
Right.
Life, this stop, we stop it right now. Well, no, we all hustlers at the end of the day. We gonna figure out how to get some more money.
I'm gonna get back on the train, go to Restaurant Depot, I'm gonna try it again.
Right, right.
But the flip
I'm
side
on Amazon,
bro,
right now.
Like I said, we really put our all into this shit. Even in training our staffs, you feel me? And it's like the other people looking at it like, I can do that.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Let me make some money real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then once they see the real dedication, it's the real labor that you really got to put into it, a lot of people can't even last 60 days, bro. Right.
Out of there.
Right.
Feel me? Especially last with quality for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So just put that on your brain. Come on now.
And consistency. Yeah.
Hey, this shit just like the rap game, bro.
For real?
It's like the rap game. It's hate. It's niggas be beefing over food.
Mm.
Beefing all over that. Food.
Beefing plates. Over food. And then, see, that's when I come in, like, listen, hey, homie, I'm a street nigga, man.
Yeah. I
don't have to beef over no nothing. Nothing that's coming out of a grocery store, bro.
Right, right.
Like, nigga, I got real enemies out here, nigga.
That's
like,
serious.
Over food?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm a knock cuz out. Like, man, I'll be the one like, no, bro. Like, I'm like, I'm just not cuz out, man.
That's the social media makes shit get comfortable, man.
All right, Mel, struggle plate.
Huh?
Speak on it.
Mike.
Cook it at home.
Nah, you can't just say that.
Yeah.
Talking presentation.
What you want me to say, bro? I don't mess with it, bro. I don't.
Point blank.
No, I won't buy it.
I had a struggle plate trying to support the cause.
Mm.
You hear me?
And I didn't show up
Bubbles.
When I was
for real, Bubbles. For real. Like trying to support the cause.
Bubble guts.
And I swear, I got right in our group chat was like, never again.
So
never
again. At that point, do you then hit the homie up and say, hey, look, like, and how do people respond to that when you try to give them constructive?
My right hand guy, after
feedback.
I got out the comments, he said, keep it 100 with him.
Mm.
Tell the nigga the truth.
Yeah. Tell that nigga.
Like, what you gonna lie? Like, right. Don't hide it. Keep it 100. So I did. You feel me? And
what did you say?
I said, hey, whoopty wop.
Yeah. Well, up here we call him MC Whoopty Whoop.
MC Whoopty Whoop. I'm like, you feel me? I appreciate you inviting me over, you feel me, to try out your cuisine. However, you feel me? I don't know if it wasn't prepared right. I don't know if something was cross contaminated, but you feel me? It did not agree with my stomach, and that was the only thing that I ate today. You feel me? And shit, just get back in it. You feel me? And stay on your shit if there's something that you really want to do, because you wouldn't want to get this out to somebody, you feel me, where they're going to bash you.
Oh, yeah. Or sue.
You feel me? And I told him, I'm like, I'm not going to be petty and go to social media and just, you know, slander you like that. But like Chefy Double say, my nigga, if this is what you going to do, get better every day.
Mm. West Coast.
Exactly.
Chad?
Man, struggle place.
Science.
Yeah, you know me. I got real bars behind this. I went to school for a whole year. I don't respect the struggle because I feel like time is everything. Like, instead of me being on my phone, you know what I'm saying, out here thotting around or on Instagram all day, I put that time in to go research and study. I spend my money like people spend money on, I want the Balenciagas and the new Jordans and the Gucci belts and all that. Just bought a new smoker so I can produce product that I want to put within my brand. Like right now, my gumbo. Now I'm going to separate myself from everybody else out here selling gumbo, whether it's social media or brick and mortar, because I'm making my sausages from scratch.
Yeah.
With my own seasoning that you can get right now. Go on Amazon. You can go on Amazon right now and search SNCC Cajun. It's going to pop up soon as you get to the A after Cajun. Only because we the number one trending Cajun seasoning on Amazon right now. It's low sodium and it got a lot of flavor and it's all purpose. You can go make you some seafood. You can use it as a dry rub. You can put it on some steak. You can put it on chicken, pork, whatever you want to do with it. And it's good. And it holds its flavor and quality. That's it right there. Head got it.
I'm about to buy it right now.
That's it.
Hey, tell them about the struggle place though, bro.
Oh.
I want to hear what you got to say about the struggle place.
I don't respect it. I'm big on when it comes to food only because that's your image, that's your brand, and that's what's wrong. A lot of the struggle plates, there is no full thought behind it. It's not no, okay, you know what? I need to go spend this $400 to get a logo to represent the content that I'm putting out. Like Grub said earlier, people see the wave, you jump on, it's just like, all right, I can cook at home for my kids. So now Auntie Maymay selling plates now. Mm. Or Lakeisha now, she thinks she can make some barbecue wings out the oven with some box mac and cheese. And now I'm selling it. And now watch this though. This the part that of I can't speak for them, but I know I got kind of hit with it. That struggle plate shit really put it to where it's like, okay, my thing when I started Shaz New Cali, I wanted to take high-end quality food and bring it back to the inner city. That right there was my whole game plan. But then when I first put it on the market, Grub told me, bro, they don't understand all of that fly stuff you own. Yeah. They need what they used to eating. You feel me? And I'm like, I'm not going to do it, bro. I didn't go sit in school and work in restaurants to come back and sell you a spaghetti plate with a French toast. I hate that bread. Please get that. That's another
Texas toast.
That's an automatic qualification. If you use Texas garlic butter toast, whatever, struggle. I don't care who you is.
Right.
Struggle.
Yeah. That shit fire.
All right, that's cool.
You can't sell it.
Take the chef. The chef off your name. Everybody feel like take it off.
There we go. That's all we need right there.
The little half a food for less garlic butter.
Come on, man. Get that loaf and you slice it up. The struggle comes from the ingredients. You know what I mean? You got people who don't even know what blanching vegetables is. Like I can see right now, I can see your plate and look at your green vegetables and know if you used canned stuff or you overcooked them.
Yeah.
Green vegetables, some broccoli, asparagus, supposed to be a bright green.
Bright
green. When you start seeing limpy asparagus and stuff, they overcook and wilted. Wow. Struggle.
It's supposed to be crispy.
It's supposed to have a snap to it.
Yeah.
But look, the snap, our platform, our people don't understand that other side. Like, you give a black person a perfectly cooked asparagus by culinary terms, they going to say it's undercooked.
Right. Facts.
Steak too. That goes back to saying give them what they want.
Right. Give the people what they want.
Give them what they want until you get the bread to do whatever you want.
And that's what I ended up.
And then when you get to that level, then they're going to support you, period, because they know you have good quality food. Mm-hmm.
So that's something I always tell artists, and we could wrap that on there, but I always tell artists, like, I had this conversation with the homie RJ, like, over Christmas break. I'm like, bro, give the people what they want. Like, if they want this, give it to them. And then you can still do what you want to do after you service who your consumer is. Service your consumer and then do what you want to do on your own time. But I feel like that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to just any parting words you want to give to either chefs that are upcoming or chefs that are or
people watching y'all.
People watching, people seeing what's going on, or people that are out there that have been doing it for a while and trying to, because honestly, when I hear about your stories, I think of like what you were just saying a second ago. So my wife is a chef, and that's one thing that she always not complains about, but says, like, man, like, I don't want to just, I see people, I see other brands that do struggle shit on Instagram, and people are just going for them, like right to left. But she's like, I'm more quality, so she doesn't go that route with
right,
it. But
right.
Anyway, what advice would you give to upcoming chefs and people out there that are doing their thing, that see what you guys got going
first,
on?
First, I would look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, are you really passionate about this?
Absolutely.
Like, that's the one thing that keep you striving. Like, if you don't really care about this, like, I get frustrated if something ain't right. Like, I will not put no content out to the people if I can't sit there and eat it myself. Like, I actually eat the food that's on my menu. Mm-hmm. You feel me? The stuff that I sell, I eat that. So I'm going to tell a person off top, if you serious about it, go ahead, pay your dues, get your bumps and bruises, put the work in, study, invest, and create you a vision that you want to go after. And after that, I mean, the rest going to manifest itself, man. Stay positive, you feel me? Stay positive and stop watching what other people doing.
Got it. Mel?
Go ahead.
Man, give the kids a jewel.
Stay on the gas, man.
That's number one.
And get ready for these obstacles because they coming. Yeah. I started my business on the train, bro. On the train. Like, think about it. Like, I didn't have a car. And then when I did get a car, it was a Toyota Camry. I was loading my taco grill up in a Toyota Camry.
And people don't know that's not
Toyota. Get it.
Yeah. Had my meat on ice and everything, bro. Just get ready for everything, bro. It's coming, man. Just stay consistent and everything, man. That's it.
Go ahead.
Lately, it might sound like some hater shit, but lately I've been, when people ask, you know it, when people been asking me for advice or some shit, I discourage them. You can fucking keep laughing.
I discourage
them. Like, don't, this might not be for you.
Yeah.
And the lesson I'm trying to teach, goddamn, my nigga. The lesson I'm trying to teach is, if I can throw you off, then it was never your dream. You're not passionate about this. Like, wow, well, damn. Man, maybe I should just keep working in. Yeah, maybe you should, because you're not built for this.
Get out the way.
Get out, yeah, you're not built for this. I'm using reverse psychology. I need to see if you're really serious about it before I give you this free game.
Damn. West Coast.
Like, this is, because we didn't have nobody to give us free game. Who above us was doing this that was like, hey, man, this is what you got to do. Nobody. We have to go. Just like my wife said, people asked her about, how did y'all get the truck, and how about you do some research and stop trying to take shortcuts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
All right. Go ahead, Key.
We got 1 minute left.
Go ahead.
Boy.
30 seconds.
I'm going to say it like this. If you ain't going to put your all, go get you a 9-to-5. Period.
Period.
That's it.
West Coast.
But if you hungry, follow the Court Cafe _Inc.
There it
we
is.
We coming soon. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I know y'all.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, give us like
we 2 weeks. We coming for your jaws. That's what we're coming. We're coming for your jaws.
Pause. All right.
You hear me?
On that note.
Yeah, that was the Court Cafe. That was all flavor, no grease. Yeah.
We appreciate y'all coming on through. LA's best right here. Food Manati, the Court Cafe. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head Homegrown Radio. We out.